So I've had quite a bit of experience living in Burnaby. I've lived in Burnaby now approximately 45 years altogether. I came out and moved into Burnaby when I emigrated from England immediately following the war.
So that would be about 45?
And 46 actually when I came into Burnaby.
Right.
Now, that's my background and what I belong to. I've watched Burnaby grow up. When I first came here, all of what is now Burnaby Heights was basically just a bushland and a ravine, and it's now built up into all houses. Up here was just a few sporadic buildings, some few old buildings like this one was here, of course, but it wasn't anywhere near as grown up as what it is now. So I've watched Burnaby grow quite a bit over the period of time I've been here. Burnaby used to be, and always has been up until fairly recently, a sort of bedroom suburb of Vancouver for supplying workers for the Vancouver industries. But now, of course, that is changing with the skyrocketing prices of land and housing in Vancouver. More and more people are moving out into Burnaby, and as a result you get a far wider range of classes of people.
Mm-hmm.
So Burnaby has changed quite a bit, and trying to keep up with those changes is quite a chore at times. Is there anything else you'd like to questions?
That's a good overview for me to dig into, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What made you come to Burnaby from Britain? What attracted you here in the first place?
I was in the armed forces, of course. I was a glider pilot in the Second World War. And in fact, I flew the third glider to land in France on D-Day, taking back France from the Nazis. After the war, I wanted my wife's relatives and family were all living over here in Canada. Her mother lived in Burnaby, and her sister lived in Burnaby, so we came to Burnaby basically because of that.
Oh, yeah.
We emigrated out from England.
So your wife was Canadian then?
No, my wife was also British. She was in the Women's Army Army Auxiliary Forces, ATS as they call it, the Auxiliary Territorial Services, and she was an officer in that. But her family moved out just before the war started.
Oh.
So, but she was over in France when they moved out, in Paris as a matter of fact. And so it's actually, she was born in Britain, and first time she saw Canada was with me. We came over come and move with her family. I got out of England basically because I wasn't satisfied with just the same old rut that I'd been used to in England before. I wanted to try something different, you know. Mm-hmm. After 10 years in the army, I wanted something, a change. So that's why I came out here.
How old were you when you came out?
About 28, I guess, 29.
Right. Where were you, where did you grow up in England? Where was your home?
And just outside London, actually. I was born in London, England. And lived most of my life in Essex and Kent.
Oh, right. What parts of... I come from that area.
Kent?
London and South-East London. And
well, you know Maidstone?
Yeah.
Well, around near Maidstone, actually. A place called Sissinghurst near Maidstone in Kent.
Mm-hmm.
And also up in Chigwell in Essex, where my grandparents used to live, up in Chigwell in Essex. That's about 10 miles north of London Bridge in Essex.
Right. Yeah. I was born in Tower Hamlets. I'm an actual Cockney. Mm-hmm.
Well, we lived when I was born in London. Actually, I was born at New Cross Gate, which is almost within the sound of Blue Bells.
Yeah, right. Oh, close to there too. Yeah.
New Cross Gate.
Yeah, we lived in Bethnal Green and Roman Road area.
Bethnal Green. My wife lived there in a flat after when she got pregnant and came out of the army during the war time, as a matter of fact. And that's where she moved to, Bethnal Green. Had a flat in Bethnal Green.
Well, that was a good area back then, though.
First child there.
Is that right? Yeah, first child was born in. First child to Cockney there.
Well, not,
not quite. Bethnal. No, it used to be a good area when in the 40s and 50s. It changed, or I guess from the mid 60s on, it just had to change. But I didn't live there after that myself. But I remember as a kid. Mind you, it was a tough area to grow up in. It wasn't easy. But I guess we kind of colour it a bit when we look back on it now.
Yeah.